Bob Bertog from Wheeling, from the Bertog Landscape Company. How are you, Bob?
Good, John. How are you this week?
Good. Got a lot of rain in a hurry a couple of times lately. What's your watchwords for us before we take some calls?
A lot of rain, definitely. We're actually almost 4 inches over what normal is for July.
Wow.
But problem is, with the it comes down so fast. Yesterday we had an inch and a half in about 30 minutes. Just rolls off the grass. But there is the ground is saturated, and especially the grass. And with this heat, humidity, we're still seeing a lot of diseases popping up.
Don't need to be watering so much right now, though, right?
No, definitely not. Let it dry out a bit before we get the sprinklers going again, which is something, if you have an automatic irrigation system, just if you don't have a rain sensor on it, just click it off, but just put a note on your calendar to check it in a couple days.
Yeah. And I suppose with that moisture, and it's actually going to be pretty nice, it looks like, for the next week or so. But people will see more of that mold in their lawn and in their mulch and stuff like that, right?
Right, because it's not an instant. There is an incubation period, you know, kind of like getting a cold. You're exposed to the virus or the bacteria. Give it a couple of days. So things will start popping up by the weekend. You'll see brown spots and stuff and try and identify it and then treat accordingly.
312-981-7200. This listener says, could you please ask Bob if I can seed now? The village had to fix a water main break on our park side. 2 weeks ago, they came back and threw seed and hay instead of laying sod. They've been back twice to throw more seed down. We've been watering, but it doesn't seem to be growing much at all. I think I know what you're going to say, Bob. What's the chance of seed taking right now?
It's not real good because of the heat, and it's the heat that heats up the soil. And the seeds, you'll get all excited, you'll see them crack, and they'll germinate, and then they say, uh-oh, too hot, I'm going to die. And so they just won't grow in the hot soil.
Yeah, but if I had a 7-8-day run of 70s, I could probably get some seed going, huh, Bob?
You could, but then if we get back up in the 90s, it's just going to bake again.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. What are the chances it'll get into the 90s in August this year?
Well, if you look at the monthly calendar, I don't know, it says 89. I'll take my chances. I would probably bet the over-under on that one and go over.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. Longtime Illinois resident here, recently moved to the panhandle of Florida. We put in palm trees, Sylvester, and windmill varieties. How many times a year do we need to fertilize our palm trees? I'll bet you don't get that question very often, Bob.
I don't, and therefore I do not know the proper answer to it.
Okay, let's take some calls. Maybe he does. We'll go with Mary. You're on WGN. Mary, what can we do for you?
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Hey. I just noticed, like, about a month ago, in our backyard, we have, like, holes, like, perfect circle holes, like, 2x2. And I noticed in front, they're, like, 1x1, perfect circles. What is that? I mean, they're, like, perfect circle holes. A lawn, a crappy lawn, but still,
they don't
know what they are.
Yeah.
It's a nice lawn.
Well, let me ask you this, though, holes? Because I get some holes like this, too, Mary, and I'm wondering, it kind of goes all the way down, too, like they're digging under the grass, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, what do you think we're talking about?
I think what you're seeing are actually the exit holes from the cicadas.
Oh, how about that? Mary, maybe that's where the cicadas were coming out.
Yep. Cicadas, okay. I didn't see any cicadas this year, though, by us. But I was just thinking that, obviously Chicago is a rat capital. But it was like, we've had a rat lately.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be rats.
Well, you know, I didn't think he was going to say cicadas, Mary. I thought he was going to say...
Yeah, we don't have any cicadas.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It might be skunks or things that are digging down into
rats.
The dirt. It's not rats, Mary. It's not rats. They're not going to eat your lawn.
I hope not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. But it's, Bob, it's not rats, is it?
No, I'm gonna stick with my first answer and say it's probably the exit holes from the cicadas.
What about Mark? You're on WGN. Mark, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Any good time for splitting, I was going to say cicadas. I mean hostas.
Fall is the best time for...
a better time or just any time good? These are big, mature hostas. Some are 30 years old. They're wonderful.
Wow.
I would do it in the fall because when you do divide them, I mean, they're, despite how hardy and durable they are, you know, you're chopping one plant into making it four plants. Those roots are going to suffer a little bit. So you want to do it when it's a little cooler out. Just make sure you water it really good.
Oh, really? When you do it, though, you got to make sure the water stays on it, huh?
Yeah, because you want to get those roots reaching out for new, fresh moisture.
Does it really matter how you split a hosta or just saw some of it off and leave the rest? What's the rule of thumb on that, Bob?
Depends how old it is and how big it is. I've seen some hostas that are huge, and you can get just divided up into eight.
Yeah,
typically,
right.
Though, you're going to get two or three
okay.
on a typical hosta.
We're talking to Bob Bertog, president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. All right, Bob, you ready to take more calls from our listeners?
Absolutely.
I knew he was going to say that. Carrie, you're on WGN Radio. How can we help you? What's the problem there?
Hey, John. Hey, Bob. They've done twice. I had two giant, by giant, I mean really huge, ancient sugar maples right next to the house. By huge, I mean, I'm a big guy, and the big one, we called it, I couldn't get my arms halfway around it, and the smaller one was just a little bit smaller.
Wow.
They had come down because they were too close to the house, and it was, they're getting old. So the thing is, everything's good. We had the stumps ground out, filled it in, grass grows good over them, but every year, those holes, and even around it, keep sinking. And I know what's going on, the root structure...
I think I know what he's going to. Let's finish that, Bob. The root structure is decaying underneath, and he keeps getting a divot in the lawn. What's he going to do about that?
And unfortunately, it's going to be a maintenance issue every year because unless he wants to go in and completely dig out the whole root system. They're going to continue to decay. The area is going to sink. You're just going to have to fill it in with topsoil, and then he seeded the area. It's just going to be an ongoing maintenance issue every year. You're just going to have to fill it in.
Yeah. So the grass keeps growing in, and he's going to keep burying it for a couple of years. Is that what you're telling us?
Correct.
This is Jim. You're on WGN Radio. Jim, thanks for joining us. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I've got a question on the tomato plants. It seems like every year when I plant them, I get the bottom leaves coming from the bottom of the plant start to turn brown and yellow. What is it that I'm doing that's causing that?
I see a lot of tomatoes do that exact same thing. You may not be doing anything wrong. When you do water them, though, you want to make sure you try not to water the foliage much. To keep it at the base around the root zone. Because for some reason, tomatoes, they just don't seem to do well if you... Just, you know, it's obviously if it rains, they're going to get completely wet. But when you're watering and it's sunny out, I've seen the leaves start to curl and yellow. And actually, if they're yellow before they're brown, that's usually indicative of too much water.
Yellow before they're brown, that's indicative of too much water. Okay, I hope that helps, Jim. Hey, guys, says another listener, I've been watering my newly laid sod every day for 2 weeks, and I'm wondering when I should start cutting back on the watering.
He should be tapering back now, especially if he's been in an area where this rain has been so prevalent. The sod should be knitted by now. Just go ahead and try and pick it up like you're trying to pick up a rug. And if it's snug and tugging, that means the roots have started to knit, and you can start tapering back on the watering.
Please ask Bob, how do you get rid of black ants on a maple tree?
It depends how big of a nest there might be in there. I'd probably start with an exterminator, but there's plenty of ant bait and ant insecticides at the local garden center.
Oh, really? There's something you spray on the bark of the tree?
Yes, but again, if they're colonizing, then watch where they're going. Watch their pattern. If they're going into the trunk, it could be a sign of some hollowness in the trunk of the tree, too. So that's something you're going to have to call an arborist. Then what they have a meter that tests the density to see if there's a, if it's hollow inside.
I Googled arborist near me last week and found a name of somebody who's an arborist near me. So I called him up and said, I just want you to look at my two maple trees out front. They said, sure, we'll be out there in 4 weeks. I thought, what are you, a pediatrician? This is crazy. The sort of lag time you get for a doctor I'm used to, but I didn't think I'd have to wait a month for my arborist, Bob.
I wouldn't think you'd have to wait that long for them to come look at it. I know they're probably backlogged at least 4 weeks, especially with all these storms. Obviously, those are emergencies. Those take precedent over just standard maintenance things.
Oh, yeah.
So I know they've been super busy.
Well, do they know that I'm a major market radio personality?
They don't. They should be informed of that, and then I'm sure they'll get right out there.
Yeah, I didn't play that card, and I think that might get me 6 weeks instead of four. Please ask Bob, when is the best time to trim and shape a magnolia tree? Or anything for that matter, Bob, but what about this?
Well, it depends what type of magnolia, but most of them flower in the spring, and a lot of them have already hardened off for the next year's flowering, so you might have missed the window on it. But if it's over out of control and just too big, go ahead and prune it. Obviously, that's more important than you might sacrifice some flowers next spring. But you're still okay if you get it done now. But some of these other ones, the spring flowering ornamentals, are hardened off for the year. So try and avoid. You should really trim those right after they flower and they set buds.
Well, you know, here's my view, Bob. And again, I don't know anything. It doesn't matter that much. If you want to cut something back now, cut it back. You're not going to kill it. And maybe you delay the something or another, but do it whenever you want. If you got a Saturday, go do it. What do you think of that strategy, Bob?
That's okay for shrubs and ornamentals, but if you trim an oak tree or an elm tree right now, you're making it very susceptible to the vectors that are going to be, the beetles are going to attack the tree because it let out a pheromone, and then that could actually kill the trees.
Well, I was going to say that too. Hey, Bob, how hard is it to split orchids? They've become too crowded. Do I need to wait to the fall to split orchids?
Orchids are typically houseplants, so you should be able to do that at any time. I do know they're extremely sensitive, though, so that's one where I wouldn't just like hack it with a shovel. I'd probably take like a bread knife and, you know, carefully do your surgery, but they're very sensitive plants.
What about Kathy? You're on WGN. Kathy, how can we help you?
Bob, I called you several times last year because I had reseeded my backyard. I followed all your instructions, and the grass came out beautiful. This year, I expected it to be more lush, and it's not at all. I did restuff first, and then I did a weed and feed.
I wonder what kind of grass seed you got in there. Sometimes that matters.
I bought the good stuff, the blend with the Kentucky stuff, and I mean, I went all out because I want. It's not a very big yard either.
Yeah, Bobby, what are you thinking here?
The only thing, you know, it could depend on whether it's sunny or shady. That it could definitely have an impact on it. And fertilizing new seed, you want to make sure you don't put too much nitrogen on new seed because those plants. That the nitrogen will, if it's too high, will force the top growth. And we still want to be feeding the roots. We want to be spoon feeding the roots. So be careful of what analysis fertilizer you're putting on there so that the first number's not too high.
Is this the second year for this lawn then, Kathy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm just wondering.
I did it like in the fall and it was beautiful. And this year it just, now I'm in a homeowner association and the front I don't take care of, but it's so thick and lush in the front.
Yeah.
I have to take care of the back.
But the front is older, too, right? I'm just wondering if next year it's going to be a little more lush because, you know, sleeps, creeps, and leaps, that sort of thing.
Is there anything special I should do to hope for that next year?
I would go ahead and this fall, I'd go ahead and top dress and seed it again. You're not going to hurt the plants that that are growing now because you're just going to put maybe a quarter to a half an inch of top dressing mix over it. And the grass that's there will still pop through. And then I would just keep incorporating new seed.
Okay, so she could aerate it, say, put top seed, put a little more dirt or mulch on there, soil, and then plant some more grass seeds, some of those good expensive grass seeds.
Yes, exactly.
I like the sound of that. And Bob, now we're out of time.
Look at that.
Will you join us next week, sir?
Absolutely, if I'm invited.
Well, wait by the phone. Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.